Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin. We continue with a string of statements from Hillel, this being the most esoteric, enigmatic, not only in the technical details and the words of the Mishnah, but also conceptually a very deep philosophical point that Hillel shares with us. And hopefully, I will be able to share with you some very important, practical, basic hashkafas that emerge from this Mishnah. Hillel says, Af hu ra gulgolas achas shetzafal pnehemayim. Hillel saw a skull, a head, separated from a body, floating on the water. Amar la, Hillel spoke to that skull and stated the following, Al da ataft atfuch v'sof metiafch yitufun. Hillel said to the skull, because you drowned others, they drowned you. Hillel understood from the fact that he saw a skull detached from a body meant that this individual was murdered. Therefore, Hillel spoke to the murderer, the skull, and said, they drowned you because you drowned others. However, Hillel concludes and states, eventually, those who drowned you will be drowned as well. All of the classic Mefarshei HaMishnayos here in Maseches Avos, and the Medrash Shmuel makes this point, the Ruach Chaim, Rav Chaim Volozhin makes this point, and reading the Rishonim, the Meiri notes and asks a very basic question. If this individual was a murderer, the skull that Hillel saw, what did the people do wrong who killed this person? This was a murderer. He took somebody else's life. He was drowned because he drowned others. So why does Hillel conclude the Mishnah and say, Sof mityafch yitufun? Those who drowned you will be drowned. Didn't they seek justice? Didn't they mete out the punishment to this murderer who drowned others and thus he was drowned? Why is it that Hillel says to the skull that those who drowned you will be drowned? And yes, the Meiri, the Gra, makes this point in earlier Mishnayos, as well as the Medrash Shmuel, the Ruach Chaim, say, from here you see a very basic philosophical principle of Yiddishkeit, which is that we do not take the law into our hand, and things that happen have nothing to do with us specifically. But the Hashkacha had it set up that this person was going to be murdered. This person was drowned. But at the end of the day, that doesn't mean that I could take into my two hands to take somebody else's life and to snuff the life away from this murderer. That's up to Beis Din. That's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just because this person was a murderer, that doesn't mean that I'm supposed to drown and cut off his head and create a skull in the water. And thus Hillel says, those who drowned you will be drowned as well. We have to understand and to believe that everything that happens to any individual in this world is predestined and is set up and is arranged. And that is what takes place, and that's how this world works. Hashkachas Hashem has it, that this person has this life, this person has that life, and that's not a steer, it's not a contradiction to free will. We have free will. We're able to work, to manage, to go through life, and to take things in our hands. But at the same time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has it the way it's going to be. So yes, if this person ultimately was drowned, I didn't have to be the one to drown the person. I didn't have to be the one to murder this person. So yes, even though this individual is a murderer, at the end of the day, it's not within my purview. It's not within my legal rights to take that person's life because of what he did wrong. And thus, that's what Hillel teaches. This statement of Hillel is exceedingly reminiscent of a very basic machlokes that the Rambam and the Ravid have in the end of Hilchos Tshuva. The Rishonim, the Ramban, as well ask this question, how could it be that the Mitzrim were taken to task for punishing and subjugating the Jewish people of Mitzrayim to such an extent upwards of 200 years? Don't we already know from Parshas Vayera, the Brisbane and Basarm, Ve'avudum Ve'inu Osam? HaKadosh Baruch Hu foreshadowed and showed and prophetically shared with Avram Avinu that the Jewish people will be exiled and they'll be in the diaspora in the gullus of Egypt. So why are the Mitzrim punished? Why the Makkas? Why Kriyas Yamsuf? Why did they all drown in the water? Why were they punished so difficult and such painfully from Dam through Makkas Bacharos? What did they do wrong? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us hundreds of years earlier, promised Avram Avinu that this is what's going to happen. V'avdum vino samar ba'o me'oshana. The Rambam, the Ravid each have their own way of answering this question, but the common denominator is that, yes, it's true that God promised that the Jewish people be subjugated, exiled, and placed in slavery for a significant amount of time. But that doesn't mean that the Mitzrim had to be the ones to mete out the crime. They didn't have to be the ones to mete out the punishment and the judgment to the Jewish people. And maybe didn't have to do it the way that they did. They subjugated them, enslaved them bitterly, painfully, making them build Pisum and Ramses and separating families and such difficult, cruel behavior. Why'd they have to do it that way? Or maybe another nation could have done it. Or as the Ravid also points out, it's not up to me to do that. Hashkacha has its way of going about it. But we, the Mitzrim, the Egyptians, had our own way to decide and to decipher, should we or should we not? Moshe Rabbeinu warned us. He told us that if we do what we're going to do, we're going to be punished. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Moshe, he sent Aaron, and we were warned. The Hikshep, Paro, a slave, Paro, Paro's heart was hardened, he didn't listen. Thus, the Rambam, the philosophers, the early medieval philosophers explained to us exactly this teaching of Hillel. Don't take things into your own hands and mete out punishment and mete out criminal behavior to the extent that you think you're the boss. The Eibishter, Rabbono Shalom, is the boss. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will decide how to go about retribution and how to take that person to task. It's not our job. That's not who we are. We're placed in this world in Olam Hazeh to go through the motions and to make an important addition and contribution to life into this world. We're not the arbiters, and we're not those who make the judgment in terms of how to go about it. And thus, that's what Hillel says when he spoke to this skull and said to him, because you drowned others, they drowned you. It's true you're getting punished. But at the end of the day, those who drowned you will also be drowned, because those people didn't act appropriately. Those people didn't act correctly. And they drowned you. That's not their job. That's not within their wherewithal. It's not within their dalet amos to be able to do that. And thus, Hillel explains to us this concept. We are supposed to be acting appropriately and correctly. We have to know what's within our boundaries, what's out of our boundaries. But the Hashkachas Hashem, the Borei Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's the Dayan HaEmes. We are not. Yes, there's something called Beis Din, and Beis Din has the parameters, the wherewithal, and the heter, and the mitzvah to serve and to proclaim capital punishment, monetary, financial claims against people as well. Yes, there's something called the Psak Din, but when I act according to my own accord, and I don't realize that there's a bigger world, there's a bigger picture, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets things up, that's when we're taken to task. This Mishnah should be very inspiring and should help us recognize that everything that happens has a cheshbin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets, arranges, organizes, rich, poor, the variety of different things that happen in this world, happy, sad, good, bad, they're all predestined. Yes, we work, we strive, we push, we contemplate, we think, we go, we meet, we talk, we do everything that we're supposed to do. That's what we have to do in Olam Hazeh. But at the end of the day, don't forget that we don't create our own destiny. That's what we call kochi v'otzem yadi asali asachay lazeh. It's not up to me. Of course, I go to work and I make the moves that I'm supposed to make in order to support my family, in order to succeed. But don't forget that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really the puppeteer. And yes, I am a puppet in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's big theater. I walk, I move. But the same way that the people in the theater don't see the puppeteer moving the strings, very often we also forget to recognize that the theater, and when the stage closes, that there's a puppeteer that's moving us and driving us and putting us in certain directions. We need to move, and we need to do the things that we're supposed to do and required to do. But don't divorce that and divide that from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Borei Olam, the judge of all judges, the king of all kings, who creates, establishes, and sets up precedent and has set up a well-thought-out, planned life for each and every single one of us, our families, and Klal Yisrael. That's what Hillel is teaching us, and that's what we have to understand. Don't take things into our own Dalet Amos when we're not supposed to be. And don't ever, ever forget that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the boss, the master of the universe. Kol Tuv, have a wonderful day.